Good morning and happy Mother's Day. We have been celebrating Mother's Day as a public holiday in this country ever since 1914. And often on Mother's Day in churches, we give special recognition to our mothers and ask them to stand. But with all due respect to the mothers present here, I'd like to honor Mother's Day in a slightly different way. I'd like to ask all the people in this room who were given birth to by a mother to either stand or raise your hand. Look around you. Thank you. Look around. All of us were born into this world by a mother. We have each received this profound gift of life, which is ours to live out as we discern throughout our lives. Ultimately, we are more than the child of a mother, more than a child of a mother and a father. We come into this world as a child of God. Scripture is full of references to God as Father. We heard some of that in the Gospel of John today. And the Christian tradition is especially rich from the medieval period, with theology and spirituality focusing on God as mother. But on this Mother's Day, I'd like to honor mothers by looking at this privilege and honor we all carry. Having been born, we are a child of God. What does this mean to be a child of God? I'd like to explore this by way of the story of Lydia, which we heard in our first reading. Now, frankly, when I first read this story, I didn't really give much thought to Lydia. She comes and goes in rather quick passing. Sometimes scripture can lack gripping details and descriptions. But after all, here is a reference to a woman by name in the New Testament. That alone makes this passage special. As I considered more deeply what is here in the book of Acts, I realized that there is enough to flesh out from the story of Lydia as a child of God, if we take the time to reflect on it deeply. Lydia was a woman of some financial means. She was actually a rather wealthy businesswoman who traded in luxury items of purple goods. She was also a woman of faith, called in the book of Acts a worshiper of God. Even before Paul and the disciples got to her, she worshiped God as a faithful woman. And she yearned to understand even more about the divine. She clearly was not content to remain static or stuck in her faith, but longed to grow closer to God, to learn more about God, and to leave her heart open so that she could heed the words of teachers like Paul, to whom she listened apparently with a great amount of desire. The scriptures don't give us a lot of detail here, but we read that Lydia received Paul's teachings and was then baptized as a follower and believer in Christ. If you've ever attended the baptism of an adult, you can reflect on the emotional impact this likely had on Lydia. Her conversion was a personal response to feeling called by God to know and believe in Jesus as the Son of God. She had opened herself up to ongoing conversion in her life and responded by saying yes, yes to baptism. But she didn't stop just there. She somehow facilitated the baptism of her entire household. Perhaps she prevailed upon her household like she prevailed upon Paul and his disciples. What does that look like? What does it look like and feel like when the woman of the house prevails upon the household? That verb sounds a little negative to our ears. To prevail can mean to compel or persuade, but often through long coercion. Dare I say it, nagging. When I was a child, I would prevail upon my mother to cook spaghetti for dinner with great frequency, daily, in fact, by hinting, by suggesting, and more frequently by pestering. In general, the verb to prevail upon seems tedious to us. But there is a deeper meaning to the word that is in play here in the scriptures. Our English verb comes from the Latin prevalere, meaning to be stronger. Lydia made her household stronger through her own faith and her own response to faith. In turn, she prevailed in faith upon her teachers, Paul and the disciples. She made them stronger through her own response of faith to their teaching. And by her humble invitation to them, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." She opened up her house to them and allowed them to come into her home, which in turn became a center of faith, a church. With this deeper reflection, suddenly this passage from Acts sounds different to my ears, and I wonder if it sounds different to yours. By teasing out the details that are implied in the brief text, the name Lydia is no longer a vague reference to a woman. She has become a laywoman of faith who profoundly influenced those around her, all because she yearned to know God more and more. She responded to her teachers in faith and in turn made her teachers stronger in their faith through witnessing her lived expression of faith. In this light, Lydia can be seen as an example of how a child of God lives her life. Yearning faith, always growing in faith, and curious to know more, giving others the gift of faith. She is a child of God who responds in turn by giving birth to faith, in other words. Isn't it appropriate then, on this day, on Mother's Day, we recognize in each of us the capacity to be born into faith and to give birth to faith through our lives. To seal this awareness of being born into a life of faith, I would like to close with the words of Reverend Kathleen O'Keefe Reed, a mother and ordained Lutheran minister. In her poem, "At the Crowning Anointed," she writes, "At the crowning of my firstborn, I was prepared for the pain in the blood and the water. But no one had told me about the varinx caseosa. Omitted was any mention that my daughter would come into the world anointed with a thick white coating of oil all over her skin. My first child came into the world like all children come, sliding into home, pre-greased, pre-anointed. At baptism, at our second birth, we are anointed with the Spirit and again with oil. Why? Because royalty in ancient days were anointed with oil at their coronations. But why? Because at our first crownings, we were anointed in the womb. And so in baptism, we are salved for salvation's sake, greased so that the devil won't be able to get a good grip, balmed so that we can walk in the desert without burning, creamed so that we can swim the channel without freezing to death, oiled so that we will be able to slip through the eye of the needle. Child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Child of God, you have been greased by the Holy Spirit. Greased as in greased lightning." On this Mother's Day, may we each be grateful for the gift of life we've been given and this sacred anointing with which our mothers birthed us.